The Billionaire's Unexpected Proposal, Evelyn and Derek. Chapter 51. Instead of going to confront Michael as Derek really wanted to do, he grabbed his phone and dialed Evelyn's line. He couldn't believe how much he had messed up. He had wronged Evelyn. He had accused her falsely and had not even listened when she kept insisting that she wasn't behind it. Thinking about how hurt and confused she had been when he was accusing her, the only thing that came to his mind was that he needed to apologize to her. He needed to let her know he now knew she was innocent. When she didn't receive the call, he hurried out of his office. Although he didn't know where she lived, he knew her place of work and believed that she would most likely be there trying to find out who was behind the news. The moment he got to the Empowered building, he was directed to Evelyn's office, and when he got there, he knocked on the door before pushing it open. As Derek entered Evelyn's office, he was met with a sight that made his heart skip a beat. Evelyn was sitting at her desk, her head bowed and shoulders shaking as she sobbed uncontrollably. Her usually composed and confident demeanor had crumbled, and she looked vulnerable and broken. Her. Derek's eyes widened in shock and regret as he realized the extent of the pain and distress he had caused her. He felt a pang of guilt and remorse for accusing her falsely and not believing her when she insisted on her innocence. Derek approached her slowly, not wanting to startle her, and cleared his throat to announce his presence. Evelyn looked up, her eyes red and puffy from crying, and their gazes met. He opened his mouth to speak, but before he could utter a word, Evelyn spoke, her eyes blazing with anger and hurt. "What do you want? Are you here to accuse me some more and tell me how untrustworthy I am?" Evelyn asked as she rose, feeling both embarrassed and angry that he had seen her in that state. "No, Eve, I'm sore." Before Derek could finish, she cut in, "Get out, leave my office, now. I don't want to see you. Evelyn, I'm sorry for how I handled everything. Please listen to me." "No," she interrupted, her voice rising, "I don't want to hear anything you have to say. You've made it clear what you think of me. And I have nothing else to say to you. I have no way to prove that I'm innocent, so it's fine if you still believe that I exposed everything. Just leave. Eve, I believe that you're innocent." Derek tried to speak again, but Evelyn cut him off, her words pouring out angrily even though she knew he didn't exactly deserve her anger. "I don't care what you think or believe anymore. And I don't want your apologies or your excuses. I just want you to leave me alone. If you have a problem with me, send your lawyer. Get out of my office, get out of my life." Derek's face fell as he realized the depth of Evelyn's pain and anger. He knew he had hurt her, and he didn't blame her for not wanting to listen to him. Taking a deep breath, he turned and walked out of her office, wanting to give her some time to calm down since it seemed like her emotions were high. As Derek returned to the office, he kept thinking about what to do about the bug in his office. Even though he was feeling very tempted to confront Michael, he didn't want to act rashly. He needed to first understand the situation, and he could only do that by talking to Evelyn first. Although Michael was his cousin, he felt like Michael was not being completely honest with him and he couldn't trust him. Even though Evelyn was the one who had dumped Michael on the morning of their wedding, he knew enough to know there was more to the story than Michael had told the family, since he had seen Evelyn's pitiful state the day before the wedding. Also, he could understand and excuse why Evelyn could have hidden her relationship with Michael from him, but he couldn't do the same for Michael. Michael had betrayed him twice, and it wasn't just over some trivial matter but major issues. He would never be able to trust him again. Press. It was one thing for Michael to hide his relationship with Evelyn from him, and it was another for him to expose such a family secret to the P just to get at Evelyn. As much as Derek knew there was a slight possibility that Michael might not be the one who planted the bug, the chance of it being his handiwork was much higher. Michael knew his way around such devices since his father was a private investigator, and could easily get. Old easily get his hands. Hands on one. As Derek walked into his office, his phone started ringing with a call from Susan, Evelyn's boss, and he sighed as he received the call. "Have you found the culprit?" Derek asked the moment he received the call. "TM sorry, Mr. Stone. The information came in as a tip from an anonymous source," Susan said apologetically. "Very well that Michael would have covered his tracks properly so it wouldn't be traced back to him." Derek knew very. "It's okay. You can inform Miss Quinn that the arrangement is still on and she can resume tomorrow," Derek said, deciding to use Susan to bring Evelyn back to work. "That won't be possible, Mr. Stone."
"Why not?"
he asked curiously. "We will be sending someone else dash. Didn't I make it clear enough that it's Evelyn Quinn or no one else?" Derek cut in, and Susan sighed. "You did, but your parents requested that we fire her or they will take legal action against us. We can't afford that, so the board has decided to let her go," Susan said, and Derek's heart skipped a beat. Was that the reason she had been crying earlier in her office? Derek mused. How can you do that when you know she isn't responsible for it? Shouldn't you be more protective of your employee? Derek asked, pissed. We can't afford a lawsuit, Susan said simply, and Derek sighed. Have you terminated her employment already? He asked, hoping they had not done so yet.
No.
Not yet. I wanted to talk to you first, Susan said, and Derek sighed in relief. Don't fire her. I'm sure she is not responsible for this. I will talk to my parents and resolve the misunderstanding. Please convince your board, Derek said before ending the call, making up his mind to go sort it out with his parents. There was no way he would let her lose her job over something Michael had done. That would be too unfair. Chapter 52. Unable to focus on work, Derek asked his secretary to reschedule all his appointments for the day as he left the office, and headed home to meet with his parents. He knew that his parents were not going to be pleased with him if he showed up there to beg on Evelyn's behalf without proof of her innocence, but this had to be done. Evelyn was innocent and he was not going to let her suffer for this no matter the case. When he got there, he saw his mother in the living room and after greeting her, he looked around, "Where is Dad?" "He's in his study." "Is there a problem? Why are you here in the middle of a workday?" she asked curiously. "I wanted to talk to you both about something," Derek said, and his mother nodded. "Let's go join him in his study then," she said, and as she led the way, she looked at him. "Did you know that the shameless girl from Empowered is the same girl your cousin was going to marry?" his mother asked, and he turned to look at her. "How did you know?" Derek asked, wondering when his parents found out about it. "How else? Michael told us about it last night. Poor Michael. I can't imagine how hard it must have been for him to watch you work with her, yet he kept it to himself because he didn't want to interfere with her career. Too bad for her that I'm not as merciful as Michael. I intend to teach her a lesson. She can't publicly embarrass our family twice and get away with it this time," his mother said as they walked into the study. Hearing all this, Derek could see that it wouldn't be easy to convince his parents to let Evelyn be. This was exactly what Michael had wanted. "Derek, what are you doing at home during work hours? I hope it's not because you're still worried about us," his father when he saw. "I came to talk to you both," Derek said, and his father gestured for him to sit. "What is wrong?" his father asked after he was seated. "I heard from the CEO of Empowered that you threatened to file a lawsuit against them if they don't relieve Evelyn of her job," Derek said, and his mother nodded. "Of course. Although losing her job won't be enough to make up for the damage she has done to this family, but that is a start," his mother said firmly. "I asked that they shouldn't fire her," Derek said, and his parents exchanged a glance before looking at him like he had lost his mind. "You did what?" his mother asked, wanting to be sure she had heard wrong. "I asked them not to fire her. I understand how upset you are over this incident and dash. You understand? No. I'm not sure you do. If you did, you wouldn't ask them to defy our order. Is all of this a joke to you? Do you have any idea how devastating that article was? His mother asked, looking both hurt and disappointed, while his father simply stared at him with a stony expression. Why did? Did you ask them not to fire her? His father asked quietly. I found out that she didn't tell anyone about it and neither was she the one that put out the story. I don't think it is right for her to lose her job over something that someone else did. Derek said, and his mother looked at him unbelievably. Really? Does that mean you told someone else about it too? She asked, and he shook his head. I didn't. Then someone overheard you both and published the news? I take it the person came forward to confess. His father asked, and Derek shook his head. Do you have proof of her innocence? His mother asked. No, but... Then how do you know she isn't behind it? Don't tell me you're taking word for it, his father said, sounding both impatient and annoyed now. Although Derek was tempted to tell them about the bug he found in his office, he didn't want to reveal it to them yet. He knew that if he told them, they would tell Michael about it, and he didn't want that. He didn't want Michael to know that he was onto him. I can't prove it to you right now, but if you give me some time I will. Just don't let them live her. Take my word for it, she doesn't deserve this. Don't want her to suffer for something she didn't do, Derek said, and his mother looked at him suspiciously. Let's assume that I believe you and she didn't do this, but still, she hurt your cousin and disgraced our family. She deserves to suffer for doing that too, his mother insisted. I believe she had her reasons for calling off the wedding and she shouldn't be punished for that, Derek said, and his mother looked at him incredulously. What has come over you, Derek? How can you take the side of someone like that over your family? Have you forgotten so soon how devastated your cousin was after she called off the wedding the way she did? What stupid reason could she have had to be with another man on the day before her wedding? His mother asked angrily. Don't tell me you're doing all this because you're interested in her, Derek, his father asked suspiciously. Are you? His mother asked when she saw that he didn't deny it immediately as she had expected him to. Derek nodded, yes, I am. I wouldn't have told her about it if I wasn't interested in her in the first place, he said unapologetically. How can you be in love with her even after finding out who she is? That temptress. I can see she approached you on purpose. Perhaps it was her plan all along. I'm sure she didn't tell you about her relationship with Michael. Or did she? His mother asked and Derek sighed. Evelyn isn't that sort of person, Mom. She didn't even know who I was. That is what she wants you to think. You're in love and have lost your senses, but as your mother. I won't let her do to you what she did to Michael. I won't let that evil girl come anywhere close to you, his mother said and picked up her phone. What are you doing, Mom? Derek asked when he saw the determination in his mother's eyes. I'm calling Empowered headquarters and asking them to fire her with immediate effect. No, Moms. You can't do that, please. Dad, talk to her. Evelyn really isn't that sort of person. Please, just let her be. If not for anything but for my sake, Derek pleaded and his parents exchanged glances. Even though they were angry that he was intervening for her, they knew they couldn't entirely say no to him, especially since he was begging them this way. Why are you so certain she didn't release the news? Is it because you're in love with her and you don't want to admit she betrayed your trust? His father asked and Derek shook his head. No, Dad. It's not that. It's far from it. You saw me yesterday. I didn't defend her when I thought she was guilty. But I have tangible reasons to believe she is innocent, trust me. I'm not so stupid to want to defend her if she betrayed me this way. One just need a little more time to prove, Derek explained and his father nodded. Well, duh. Honey, we should listen to Derek. We've always trusted him, let's trust him too on this one. Bisfath. 1. His father said, and his mother sighed. We'll drop the case and let her go on one condition. Derek's mother said, deciding to use the opportunity perfectly well. What condition? Derek asked, knowing he won't like it. You are to stay away from her and stop all arrangements with her as we previously agreed. Now that we know she is Michael's ex, we'll let her anywhere near you. There's no way can we reach a compromise. I still want her to be the one to do the interview, especially after all this mess. She doesn't have to come to my other, anymore or hang around with me. We will just do the interview and be done with it, Derek pleaded, and his mother looked at him for some time. Fine. I will let you do that only on one condition, she said, and Derek sighed. What's the condition? You will get married to Sandra. To that end, you'll have to go on a date with her. I heard what that heartless girl did to the poor girl at their family party last night simply because she remained a good friend to Michael. Mom, I can't just marry someone I don't even know, Derek said, not liking the idea of marrying Sandra. Apart from the fact that he didn't like her bras, he knew the whole idea of marriage between them must have been planted in his mother's heart by Michael. He also did not like her. Although he did not really know her, seeing her altercation with Evelyn last night had told him he wouldn't like her. He didn't need to know what had transpired between them to take Evelyn's side. Right now, Evelyn could do no wrong in his eyes. That's why you will go on dates with her and get to know her. She's beautiful and sharp, so you won't have a problem getting along. That is my condition, Mrs. Stone said, and Derek blinked at her for a moment before nodding. Even though he didn't like it, he knew he needed to agree so he could help Evelyn secure her job and the exclusive interview, since that had been the condition for her promotion. If that is what you want, I will do it, he said, hoping that after he is able to get to the root of what happened between Evelyn and Michael 6 years ago and prove that Michael had released the news of his adoption to the press, then his mother wouldn't trust Michael so easily anymore, and she would change her mind about Sandra. Good then. I believe it is settled. I will text you the details of the date after it's been arranged, his mother said with a pleased smile. Chapter 53. Evelyn's thoughts were a tangled mess, a mix of fear, anger, and sadness as she made her way to the exit and headed home. She had nothing left to do at work as she awaited the verdict from her superiors, and the weight of it all was crushing. The day had been a blur of emotions, and her heart felt heavy with the uncertainty that loomed over her. Although the distance between her office to her apartment was a 10-minute drive, she decided to walk, needing to clear her head. Each step felt labored, as if she was dragging her feet through the swamp of her thoughts. Evelyn's mind kept replaying all that happened since Sunday morning, and now, with the added threat of losing her job, she felt as though her world was crumbling around her. When she finally arrived at her modest apartment, Evelyn unlocked the door and stepped inside, her shoulders slumping with exhaustion. She closed the door behind her with a soft click, the sound resonating in the quiet space. Mama! A small voice called out, full of excitement and warmth. Evelyn barely had time to set down her bag before a blur of movement raced toward her. Samantha threw herself into her mother's arms, her giggles filling the room with life. You're back so early! Samantha exclaimed, her arms wrapping tightly around Evelyn's neck. Samantha's enthusiasm was contagious, and for a moment, the weight on Evelyn's chest lightened as she held her daughter close. Evelyn hugged Samantha tightly, her face buried in her daughter's soft curls. She inhaled deeply, the scent of innocence and love surrounding her. The tears she had been holding back since she left the office threatened to spill over, but she blinked them away, not wanting to alarm her daughter. Are you sick, Mommy? Samantha asked, her voice laced with concern as she pulled back slightly to look at Evelyn's face. Evelyn forced a smile, her heart aching at the sight of her daughter's worried expression. No, sweetheart. I'm just a little tired, she lied, brushing a hand through Samantha's hair. Samantha's big blue eyes searched her mother's face for any sign of illness, but she didn't seem convinced. Still, she didn't press further. Instead, she took her mother's hand, tugging gently. "Come on, Mommy. Let's go to your room. You can rest, and I will keep you company." "You're welcome, ma'am," Maya greeted from the side, and Evelyn gave her a nod as she let herself be led by Samantha, their footsteps quiet against the floors as they walked down the hallway. Inside her room, Evelyn sat on the edge of the bed with her back resting on the headboard, and Samantha immediately climbed up beside her, snuggling close. The warmth of her daughter's body next to hers brought a small measure of comfort, but it wasn't enough to dispel the storm of emotions swirling within her. Samantha nestled into her mother's side, resting her head on Evelyn's shoulder. The child's presence was a balm to Evelyn's frayed nerves, and she found herself holding her daughter a little tighter, drawing strength from the connection they shared. As she lay on the bed, Evelyn's mind raced with thoughts of the future. How would she provide for Samantha if she lost her job? The prospect of starting anew was daunting, especially with her daughter set to start school the following week. She had moved back to Lourdes with the hope of rebuilding her life, but now, everything seemed uncertain. The question gnawed at her: had she made a mistake by leaving Husla? Maybe she should have remained in Husla, where she had friends who offered some semblance of security and were far away from people like Sandra and Michael. She sighed as she reminded herself that there was no need to look back now since that chapter of her life was over, and she had made her choice. Now, she had to live with the consequences. Lost in thought, Evelyn didn't notice the time passing until the sharp trill of her phone broke through her reverie. She sat up abruptly, her heart pounding as she reached for her phone on the nightstand. When she saw Susan's name flashing on the screen, her breath hitched and her pulse quickened with anticipation. Samantha, who had dozed off, looked up curiously as Evelyn stood. "Sweetheart, can you go play in the living room for a bit?" Evelyn asked, her voice slightly strained. Samantha hesitated but then nodded, slipping off the bed and padding out of the room with a concerned glance over her shoulder. Evelyn waited until she heard the door click shut before she answered the call, her hand trembling slightly. "Hello, Susan," she greeted, trying to keep her voice steady. "Evelyn, I just spoke with the board," Susan began, her tone careful, as though she was measuring each word. Evelyn's heart sank at the ominous pause that followed. "They decided to let you go." Evelyn's world seemed to tilt on its axis, and for a moment, she couldn't breathe. The words hit her like a physical blow, and she gripped the edge of the nightstand to steady herself. "But," Susan continued, "Mr. Stone intervened. He convinced the board to reconsider, and you're not being let go after all. I thought you should know." Relief washed over Evelyn in a wave, so intense that her knees nearly buckled. She closed her eyes, a shaky breath escaping her as the tension in her body eased slightly. "Thank you, Susan. I don't know what to say," she stammered, her voice thick with emotion. "You should thank Mr. Stone," Susan added before ending the call. Evelyn stared at her phone, the relief slowly giving way to a mix of gratitude and frustration. She was grateful that she still had her job, but the thought of Derek stepping in to save her left her with conflicting emotions. She wasn't sure how to feel about it, considering everything that had happened between them. She was still very mad and disappointed in him, and at the same time, she was too embarrassed to face him. Just as she was about to sit down again, her phone rang once more. This time, when she saw Derek's name on the screen, her heart skipped a beat. Her fingers hovered over the screen, hesitant to answer, but after a few moments of indecision, she swiped to accept the call. "Evelyn," Derek's voice came through the line, calm yet insistent. "I'm outside your house. I need to see you." Chapter 54. Evelyn's breath caught in her throat when she heard that. Outside her house or her office? Perhaps she didn't hear him properly. She told herself as she glanced toward the window, her mind racing, "You can't see me. I've left the office," she replied, her voice trembling slightly as she prayed she had heard wrongly. Tim, aware of that. "I'm right outside your house, not your office," Derek repeated, a hint of urgency in his tone. "I need to talk to you. Please come out or I'll come to your door. The only reason I haven't done that is because I promised not to barge in on you. So, consider this a courtesy call." Hearing this, Evelyn's heart rate increased. How did he know where she was staying? Why was he there? What about Samantha? What if he saw her? What should she do now? She couldn't allow him into her home or even remain outside her house. She couldn't risk him seeing Samantha. The last thing she wanted was for Derek to see Samantha. "I will be right outside. Give me a moment," she said quickly before ending the call. Immediately she ended the call, she hurried out of her room, finding Maya and Samantha in the living room. "Maya, please make sure Samantha doesn't step outside until one return. I have to go out for a bit. Is there a problem?" Maya asked when she saw how pale Evelyn looked and heard the urgency in her tone. Evelyn shook her head. "No. Just make sure you both don't step out. I'll be back soon," she said, and Maya nodded, concern flickering in her eyes as she watched Evelyn kiss Samantha's forehead before hurrying out the door. As Evelyn stepped outside, her breath hitched when she saw Derek's car parked at the curbs. What would she have said or done had she been outside with Samantha? She mused as she took a deep breath to calm herself before hurrying over to meet him. On getting to the car, Derek opened the door and gestured for her to get in. As Evelyn slid into the seat, she forced herself to stay calm, since she didn't want to give herself away by acting suspiciously. "Thank you for coming out. How did you find out where I live?" she asked, cutting him off irritably. Derek's gaze met hers, a flicker of something unreadable in his eyes. "Did you really think after losing you 6 years ago that I wouldn't make sure to know where you lived this whole time in case you disappear again?" His words hung in the air between them, filled with unspoken emotions. Evelyn swallowed hard, her fingers gripping the edge of her seat. "You knew where I've been staying all this time?" she asked, a tinge of fear in her voice which Derek mistook for surprise. "Yes, I did. I wasn't going to take any chances," he said with a shrug, and Evelyn swallowed as different thoughts ran through her mind. Did that mean he had followed her, or how did he find out? Had he by chance seen Samantha? He certainly hadn't if he had not asked her about it. She told herself, deciding to tackle why he was there so that he could leave and not ran into Samantha. "What do you want, Mr. Stone?" she asked, looking at him. Derek sighed. "I see we are back to being formal," he said, and she nodded. "Yes, we are. Only friends who understand and trust each other should address each other informally. So, I ask again, what do you want?" "I want us to talk," he replied simply, his tone earnest. "Can we go in?" "We can't talk here." "No, we can't," Evelyn said, sounding harsher than she had intended, but she didn't care. He deserved it. He deserved it for showing up uninvited, and he deserved it for not believing her. Derek nodded, understanding the unspoken reason behind her refusal to let him into her house. "Is there somewhere we can go then?" he asked, and Evelyn sighed. "There's a park around the block. We can go there," she offered, and Derek started the car, driving in silence until they reached the small, situated park. They found a bench under a tree, away from prying eyes and ears. Evelyn sat down first, her arms crossed defensively as she looked at Derek. "I know you're still very angry at me, and I deserve it. I doubted you and said things I shouldn't have, and so, I want to properly apologize to you. I'm very sorry. I feel ashamed of myself for saying I trusted you when I couldn't show my trust in you when you needed it. I regret it," he said truthfully, and Evelyn blinked back the tears that gathered in her eyes when the memories of that morning and everything that had happened after came to mind. Your apology doesn't change anything, Mr. Stone. What's done is done. But I appreciate you stepping in and helping me keep my job. I'm grateful for that, even though I would never have been at risk of losing it in the first place if you and your family didn't jump to the conclusion that I was behind the news, she said, and Derek sighed deeply. He knew she was right. If Michael hadn't made his parents believe that she was responsible for it, they never would have asked her boss to fire her. I want to make things right, Evelyn. I don't want any more misunderstandings between us. I'm truly sorry. Can you forgive me? He asked, and she sighed, her gaze dropping to the ground as she wrestled with her emotions. Although she had been quite angry at him and had thought she wouldn't be able to forgive him, hearing him apologize now made her realize she had forgiven him but was just disappointed in him. If you don't mind me asking, why do you suddenly believe me? It's not like the culprit was caught. So, why do you think I didn't do it? Evelyn asked curiously as she looked at him. Well, I was too upset to think straight, and when I was calm, I thought about what you said. It didn't make sense that you would release news like that after signing an agreement with me, Derek said, and Evelyn nodded. As much as his reaction had hurt her, what he said made sense. Anyone would have been upset in his shoes. I'm sorry it got out. I don't know how anyone else got to know about it. It wouldn't have been exposed had I not asked you to tell me. About that, I know how it got out, and I think I know who's behind it, Derek admitted, watching her reaction carefully. Evelyn looked at him, her eyes narrowing slightly. I thought you said I was the only one you told. Did you tell anyone else about it? No, Derek shook his head. Only you, he said, and Evelyn raised a brow. Then how do you know who released it if you didn't tell anyone else? Who are you suspecting? She asked, her curiosity evident in her tone. She wanted to know if he was also suspecting Michael and why. Chapter 55. Derek held Evelyn's gaze for a moment as he contemplated telling her about his suspicions. Although it was shameful to admit to her that it was a member of his family who had caused him all that trouble, Derek knew she deserved to know. The same way he wanted to know why she didn't tell him about Michael and the reason she called off her wedding 6 years ago. Before I tell you anything, I need to know why you didn't tell me about your relationship with Michael. My past relationship with Michael. I have no relationship with him now, she corrected, not wanting to be associated with him like that. Derek nodded. Yes. Your past relationship with him. Why didn't you tell me about it? Tim, sorry I didn't tell you about it. I know I should have. I thought Michael would tell you. I'm not talking about Michael, Eve. Why didn't you tell me? I would have very much preferred to hear it from you than find out about it the way I did, he said, and she nodded. I promise that I had no idea who you were when we met 6 years ago. I know you didn't. You would have to be a witch to have arranged our meeting so perfectly. Derek said, and she nodded, relieved that he believed her. And when I was sent to interview you, I knew you were Michael's cousin. And when I realized you didn't know about me and Michael, I couldn't tell you because I didn't how you'd react. I feared you'd call off the interview, and it meant so much to me at the time, she admitted, and Derek nodded, hearing the sincerity in her voice. He had figured out that much himself since it made sense, but he had wanted to hear it from her. If you don't mind me asking, what exactly happened 6 years ago? Although I saw Michael and how hurt he was, I also saw you that day. I can tell. There's a story behind your actions, so, what's the story? Derek asked, hoping she would tell him this time. Evelyn shook her head. I don't want to talk about it, she said, and then narrowed her eyes. You're asking me about this because you're suspecting Michael, aren't you? She asked, and Derek raised a brow as he looked at B. Why are asking me that? Am I supposed to suspect him? He asked, wanting to hear her opinion and reasons. Evelyn shrugged. I wouldn't put it past him. I believe he did it. I just don't have the evidence to prove it, she said, and Derek sighed. Actually, I found something under my desk, a listening device. Derek said, and Evelyn looked at him shocked. You mean your office was bugged? She asked, and he nodded. She shook her head. That explains it. Now it all makes perfect sense, she said, and Derek nodded. Yes. I won't let it slide though. I'm definitely going to expose him. Don't, at least not yet, Evelyn said, and Derek narrowed his eyes. Why? Is there a particular reason why you don't want me to? He asked, and she nodded. Yes. I believe Michael and Sandra are up to something, and it is best to not let them know you're onto them until you find out what they're up to, she said, and Derek looked at her surprised. Sandra, your sister? He asked, and she nodded. UT. Think she's working with Michael? He asked, wondering what they must be planning if true. I don't think they're working together. I know it, she said, and Derek sat up, wanting to know what was happening. Eve? He asked, and she shook her head. What exactly is going on? I don't know exactly what. All I know is, you need to be careful, very careful. If they can go as far as bugging your office, who knows what else they are going to do? She asked, and he nodded, even though his mind was a whirlwind of thoughts. It made a lot of sense that Michael was working with Sandra, seeing how his mother was trying to get him to marry her. His hands clenched into fists on his thigh, so we play along and act as if we're oblivious. He asked, and she nodded. I can do that, but I won't let it slide if they pull a stunt like this and try to harm you again, Derek said, making up his mind to play along with Sandra. A bit of silence settled between them, both of them thinking about the situation of things and what Michael and Sandra could be planning. After the silence had stretched for a while, Evelyn looked at him. What if you didn't find the bug in your office? Would you be here if you didn't have any tangible proof of my innocence? If I didn't believe you were innocent, the first wouldn't have searched for something to prove your innocence in the first place, he said, and she sighed. I messed up. I know I did. Eve. And I'm deeply sorry for it. Can you please give me another chance? He said, and after a while, she shook her head. I forgive you, but I don't know what you mean by another chance, she said, and Derek raised his brow. Don't worry about that. For now, let's talk about how to go forward with the interview, he said, deciding not to ask her for another chance to win her heart. He couldn't actively chase her yet because of his agreement with his mother, and he didn't want to tell her about it either. Evelyn shook her head. I don't think you should do it anymore considering all this mess. I have to. As a matter of fact, I think that is more reason why I should proceed with it first, because we had an agreement and I need to honor it as you have honored it thus far. Secondly, because now that everything is out, there is no reason for me to keep hiding, and I want you to help me put out something positive about my adoption to correct the lies they spread, and lastly, your promotion is attached to it. After the trouble this has caused you, you should get your promotion. Derek said, and Evelyn sighed. I guess you have a point. But you won't have to come to my office anymore. Let's just fix a date for the interview, Derek said, and Evelyn nodded, glad to hear that. Thank you. Eve. I want you to know that I'm sorry for everything. Not just for doubting you, but for the way I've handled things that day, especially after that night, Derek said, holding her gaze. Evelyn's heart ached at his words as the memories of that Saturday night came to mind, but she quickly pushed the emotions aside. It's okay. All that is past now, Evelyn said, and stood up, brushing off her clothes as if to shake away the tension. I should get back now. It's getting late, she said, and Derek rose as well. Tea drop you off, Derek said, but Evelyn quickly shook her head. V.S. Derek nodded. It's okay. I'll walk. I need the air, she said, and seeing the determined look in her eyes. You insist. Thank you for meeting with me, he said, and Evelyn offered a small smile. It's nothing. I hope you don't show up at my place again this way, Evelyn said and turned to leave. Eve, Derek called, stopping her. Evelyn turned back to look at him, yeah. For a moment Derek considered telling her about his parents' desire for him to date Sandra, but he shook his head. Never mind. Evelyn gave him a nod before walking away. As she walked back to her house, Evelyn's mind was occupied by various thoughts of how she was going to keep Samantha a secret from Derek, seeing as he knew her house. He could show up any day like he did today and see Samantha. Though she was worried about what Michael and Sandra were planning, she was more worried about Derek finding out about Samantha and her paternity. She needed to do something, but she didn't know what. Moving wasn't an option since this wasn't a hotel that she could change easily. Chapter 56. After the close of work, instead of going home, Michael decided to go visit Derek's parents to check on them and make sure everything was still going according to plan. He arrived at the Stone family mansion and was, as usual, greeted warmly by Derek's parents who were in the living room. Did you come directly from the company? Derek's mom asked when she saw the files he was holding. Yes, Aunt. I came to see how you are feeling now, Michael said with a concerned frown, his voice dripping with sincerity. You work too hard, Michael. This is more than 2 hours after closing hour, she said and Michael waved it off. It's nothing. Aunt. I had some work left to do so I had to stay back. How are you both doing? Michael asked looking from his aunt to her husband. We're fine, dear. It's good to see that you're doing a good job at helping Derek out at the company. I'm glad, Mr. Stone said and his wife nodded. I got these vitamins for you. You've been stressed a lot. I was told it is good for people your age, Michael said, and his aunt smiled as she took it from him. Thank you, dear. You've always been such a good nephew, Michael. I hope you're going to have dinner with us before you leave. She asked and Michael smiled. Only if you prepared it, he joked and his aunt laughed. I will. Go see what is going on in the kitchen, she said as she excused herself. After she left, Michael and Mr. Stone launched into a long conversation about politics and sports. A short while later she returned to join them. Why don't you both bring your lively conversation with you to the dining? She asked and they laughed as they followed her to the dining. After they had eaten for a while, Michael looked at his aunt, I hope you're feeling better now that everything has settled and Evelyn has been fired. He asked and his aunt smiled, touched by his concern. Thank you, Michael. We're fine but I'm afraid we changed our mind about having her, Fred, she said and Michael frowned. You changed your mind? Why? Michael asked, and Mr. Stone glanced at his wife before responding. Derek believes someone else is responsible for the scandal, not her, and he pleaded with us to let it go, Mr. Stone said and Michael's frown deepened, fear gripping his heart for a moment. Who else will be responsible for it if not Evelyn? He asked, wanting to know all Derek had said to them. We don't know the details. He said he's gathering proof and would in time expose the person behind it, Mr. Stone said, causing Michael's heart to skip a beat, as he felt a sudden wave of anxiety wash over him. Did Derek find the bug in his office already? Was he suspecting him? But if so, Derek would have confronted him, the Derek he knew was a confrontational person and wasn't one to keep something like that to himself, so why was he not asking him yet? Or did Derek just say that to have his parents let Evelyn go? He mused and then shook his head. That didn't make sense. From all Derek's parents had said, Derek seemed confident that Evelyn wasn't the culprit. Who then was he suspecting? He moment. He had to find a way to get that bug out of Derek's office in case he hadn't seen it already since he knew Derek would know it was him that he set eyes on the device. We were also as confused as you when he told us it wasn't her, Derek's mother said, thinking the frown on Michael's face was because he was confused. Keeping his voice steady, Michael shook his head. I don't know, but I have a feeling that Derek said that to keep her from not getting fired unless he told someone else about it, Michael said, but Derek's father shook his head. I don't think that is the case, Mr. Stone said, and even though Michael was already getting irritated and frustrated, he tried to remain calm. Seeing as he had no evidence, I don't think you should have let him stop you. We all know how soft-hearted Derek is. I'm sure she knows it too and she is taking advantage of it, Michael said, and Mrs. Stone sighed. I'll agree with you. But we let her go on the condition that he marry Sandra, so we don't have to worry why about her taking advantage of him anymore, she said. Anil Michel, who had been fuming in anger, raised a brow when he heard that. He agreed. Michael asked with a pleased smile. He was glad that even though Evelyn had not lost her job as he had wanted, Derek had agreed to marry Sandra and that was good enough for him. Yes. He did. Now we have to fix a date for them, his aunt said. I can't believe he agreed because he didn't want Evelyn to be fired. Did Derek tell you anything about his relationship with her? I'm beginning to think there is more to it than just the interview, Michael said, and his aunt exchanged a look with her husband, both silently agreeing not to tell Michael that Derek had said he was in love with Evelyn. I don't care if she isn't the one that put out the news about us. I will never let that shameless girl anywhere near my son. Not after what she did to you, she said, and Michael nodded in agreement. Who knows? Perhaps she ended things with me so she could come for Derek, Michael said, wanting to add fuel to the fire. Too bad for her, because I'm not going to let that happen. Why don't you work out the details of his date with Sandra and let me know when it is time so I can have him meet with her? His aunt said, and Michael nodded. I will do just that, Michael promised. After dinner, Michael left the house, and as he drove away, he couldn't help feeling frustrated, scared, and accomplished at the same time. He was frustrated because Evelyn didn't lose her job as he had wanted, and it also seemed like Derek still trusted her. Scared because he was worried that Derek might already be suspecting him, and accomplished because Derek had agreed to marry Sandra. Thinking of his fears, he decided to call Derek and see if he could find out what Derek was thinking and know if he was a suspect. Hey, Rick, Michael greeted casually when the call connected. Hey, Mike, what's up? Derek asked, sounding equally cool. I'm okay. I was at your office to check on you today, but your secretary said you left early. Is everything okay? He asked curiously. Yeah. Just had some stuff to handle, but I'm good, Derek said, and Michael couldn't help feeling relieved when he saw that Derek didn't seem to be suspecting him of anything. Cool. I just left the house now, and Aunt told me you asked them not to fire Evelyn because you don't think she's guilty, Michael said naturally. Yeah. I know she's your ex, but that doesn't mean she doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt, Derek said, and Michael sighed. Are you at the hotel? Michael asked, wanting to see Derek face to face. Yes. I'm at the lounge. Derek replied. Want to join me? He asked with a smirk, knowing that Michael was asking so he could come over. Sure, I'll be there soon, he said before hanging up, certain now that Derek wasn't suspecting him and had probably told his parents all he had said just to save Evelyn. Chapter 57. When Michael arrived at the hotel lounge, he walked up to Derek when he found him sitting at a corner table, nursing a drink. Derek looked up, and when he saw Michael approaching, he smiled as he took a sip from his glass, his expression friendly. As Michael sat down, he tried to gauge Derek's mood. What's up? Why are you here drinking alone? He asked, pretending to be concerned. Derek shrugged, taking a sip of his drink. I just need to clear my head. It's been a long day, Derek said easily. Why were you at my office earlier? Derek asked, wondering if Michael had gone there to take out the bug. He had phoned his secretary earlier to find out if Michael had entered his office at any point in his absence the previous week, and she had told him that Michael had been to his to submit some files earlier on the day he told Evelyn about his adoption. That had been the confirmation he needed. "I wanted to find out if you were still mad at me, considering the way you left the party last night," Michael said, and Derek sighed. "Last night? I can't believe it was just yesterday. It feels like a week has passed already," Derek said, running his fingers through his hair. "I'm really sorry I kept everything away from you. I've moved on from that, Michael. I really don't want to hear about it anymore. But I'm curious about something else," Derek said, and Michael's heart skipped a beat. "What?" Michael asked as he looked at him curiously. "What exactly is going on between Evelyn and Sandra? Why did she treat Sandra that way at the party?" he asked, and Michael leaned in, eager to spin his tale. "Evelyn has always hated Sandra, and I think it got worse because she remained friends with me after all this while. Can you believe that she returned after all these years but wouldn't return home to her family because she believes they betrayed her by remaining close to me?" he said, and Derek's brows pulled together. "Evelyn is that kind of person?" Derek asked, feeling disgusted by what Michael was saying. Although he didn't know everything about Evelyn, he knew she wasn't that kind of person. Michael felt a rush of satisfaction as he saw the disgust on Derek's face. He was pleased to see that he was getting through to him. "Looks can be deceptive, you know," Michael said, and Derek nodded. "But why does she not want them to be friendly with you? What really made her call off your wedding? Did you do something?" Derek asked, and Michael scowled at the memory. "I wish I did. I did nothing but love her and be faithful to her. What did I get in return? Infidelity. Betrayal. Humiliation. While we were all worried and searching everywhere for her, she was busy making love to another man. Do you know what hurts me the most? I saw the signs."
"What signs?"
Derek cut in curiously. "The cologne. The same male cologne she was reeking of that morning when she came back. I've smelled it on her several times when she went out. There was this guy she claimed was her friend. That was his cologne. I always thought they were just friends, but when she returned that morning reeking of him, I knew I had been made a fool of," he said, and Derek shook his head in disbelief at the lies. "Seriously? Evelyn did that? Did you confront the guy?" Derek asked, and Michael shook his head. "I wanted to, but I haven't seen him since then. Who knows? Maybe she eloped with him," Michael said, and Derek nodded. Perhaps if he hadn't been Evelyn's so-called lover, he would have bought the story, but he knew for a fact that he was the one with Evelyn that night, and his cologne then was a gift customized specially for him by a friend who made perfumes. That made it impossible to have the smell on someone else. "If I may ask, did anything happen a day before the wedding? Did you both fight? Did she lose a loved one? It's possible that something might have." Michael shook his head before Derek could finish. "No. Nothing of the sort happened. Everything was perfect. We even spoke over the phone and she sounded very fine. I have no idea why she decided to wait until that day to do what she did. Evelyn is a manipulative bitch. I guess she has always been a cheater then," he asked, and Michael nodded. "It was heartbreaking for me, especially since I gave her my all. I loved her so much, Rick," Michael said and gulped his drink, pretending to be feeling hurt just by talking about her. Everything that Michael told him just confirmed that Michael was indeed a liar. There was more to the story and he was going to find out all about it one way or the other, Derek told himself as he sipped from his drink. "It's okay. Let's stop talking about her. Why don't you tell me about Sandra instead? I'm sure you must have heard from my mom that I've agreed to marry her," he said, and Michael couldn't help his smile. Hearing Derek say he was planning to marry Sandra proved to him that Derek was still oblivious to the fact that there was a bug in his office and that he was the one behind everything. "Speaking about your mom, why did you ask your parents not to have Evelyn fired? You realize that she doesn't deserve your mercy, don't you?"
Michael asked now that he was sure he wasn't a suspect and Derek would answer his question. Derek turned to Michael, his expression unreadable. Evelyn wasn't responsible for the release of the news, he said, and Michael raised a brow. If she wasn't, then who was behind it? Did you tell someone else about it? Michael asked and Derek shook his head. I didn't. But I know Evelyn isn't behind it. I'm very sure of it. I know you are still mad at her for what she did to you, but I don't think that's enough reason for us to make her pay for a crime she did not commit, Derek said and Michael frowned. How can you be so sure she isn't behind it? Mind you, I'm not saying this because I want her to pray for a crime she did not commit. I'm just curious to know why you seem so convinced of her innocence, Michael said, and Derek shrugged. We signed a non-disclosure agreement before we started, Derek said, and Michael's heart skipped a beat. That doesn't mean she couldn't have. It does. She had been very faithful to every single rule of our agreement, even when it wasn't convenient and she didn't want to. She isn't foolish to want to ruin everything and her chances at an exclusive interview over such a secret. And even if she wanted to, she could have waited until after the interview to release it, not now, Derek said, and Michael paused for a moment. Perhaps it was best to stop insisting that Evelyn was behind it? It might look suspicious if he continued to make it seem like Evelyn was the culprit, that sort of makes sense. Who could have done it then? I don't know yet, but I plan to find out. And when I do, I will make sure they pay for all this mess, Derek promised. Well, let me know if I can help you in any way, Michael said, and Derek smiled. Sure, I will. I know I can always count on you. Thank you, Derek said, slapping his on the back. So, about Sandra, do you really plan to marry her, or did you just say that to get Evelyn off the hook for the time being? Michael asked suspiciously. Even though we didn't get to talk at the party, she made quite an impression on me. I'm interested in her, he said, and Michael smiled. She's something, isn't she? He asked, and Derek nodded. Yeah. She is, Derek agreed. Unlike Evelyn, Sandra is everything you could want in a woman. If I wasn't too heartbroken by what Evelyn did, I would have gone for her, but then again, apart from the fact that she's kind and loyal, she has a thing for you, Michael said, and Derek raised a brow. Me? He asked, and Michael nodded. How? We aren't close, and I think the only time I've seen her apart from at the party was when she came to ask for an interview with me. So, how can she like me? Derek asked with a confused frown. Well, she has heard a lot about you from me. Besides, what lady wouldn't want a man like you? Michael asked, and Derek nodded. I guess that means we will get along really well. So, what else can you tell me about her? I mean specifics. Things I need to know to win her heart, Derek said, and Michael smiled as he continued to sing Sandra's praises. Derek listened, occasionally nodding, and at the same time, Evelyn's words about Michael and Sandra working together played in his head as he kept asking himself what their big plan was. When Michael finished, Derek smiled at him. Thanks, Mike. I'm already looking forward to seeing her and getting to know her. From all Michael said, he was certain that he was in cohorts with Sandra, but what he couldn't understand was what Michael stood to gain if he indeed married Sandra. A couple of minutes later, Michael left the lounge, feeling triumphant. He had succeeded in planting more doubt in Derek's mind about Evelyn and had properly watered the ground for Sandra. What he needed to do now was find a way to get the bug out of Derek's office before Derek or anyone else would discover it. Chapter 58. The next day, Derek walked into his office earlier than usual, his mind set on one thing: installing a security camera in his office. Seeing how Michael had been so interested in knowing why he thought Evelyn wasn't the culprit, he could tell that Michael was thinking he had not seen the bug he planted in his office yet. He had a feeling that now that Michael had gotten what he wanted and had succeeded in getting Evelyn away from him, Michael would soon redeem to remove the bug in order to get rid of evidence of foul play. He couldn't let that happen. He needed proof. A definitive proof that Michael was the one behind the scandal. One he can present to his parents and wouldn't have to explain further for them to understand. His chat with Michael the previous night had given him enough reasons to agree with Evelyn that Michael and Sandra were up to something, and if he could show his parents proof of Michael's treachery, they would get the whole picture. The moment he got in, he temporarily deactivated the bug in his office, and no sooner had he settled down before the man he had contacted for the job arrived. They got to work and Derek ensured that the camera was hidden away from view and angled to capture his office perfectly. After connecting it to his phone and testing the live feed to ensure it was working properly, Derek dismissed the technician. As he took a seat behind his desk, having accomplished his mission, Derek's mind drifted to Evelyn and he rubbed the bridge of his nose. Over the past few weeks, he had grown used to her presence in his office, the way she scowled and glared at him whenever he said something inappropriate, the way she hid her smiles when he said or did something amusing, the sound of her voice whenever they discussed, the way she occasionally glanced up at him with those intense green eyes that spoke volumes without saying a word, her smile, and how she'd try to keep him off her. Derek found himself missing all of that now. He missed her so much and was determined to handle Michael as fast as possible so he could have Evelyn back to his side where she belonged. He wondered if she was at the office and if she was thinking about him and missed working with him too. He needed to talk to someone. He wished his best friend, Ethan, who was around. Ethan, who was a sailor, was away in the sea, and he had no idea when he would be back. Taking a deep breath, Derek forced himself to focus on work, but just as he turned on his system, his office door burst open. Derek raised his head to glare at whoever was at the door for walking in without knocking, but his scowl transformed into a smile when he saw it was just the person he needed. Ethan, his best friend. Be damned if it isn't the pirate himself. Derek exclaimed as he stood up to greet his best friend. Ethan, looking rugged and weathered from his 3 months at sea, strode into the office with a wide grin on his face. Hey, buddy. Why do you look like you are about to cry from joy because I'm here? Derek's smile transformed into full-blown laughter as they exchanged a hearty handshake and a clap on the back. You might not believe this, but I was just thinking of you before you opened the door, Derek said, and Ethan chuckled as he dropped into the chair opposite Derek's desk. What exactly were you thinking about? He asked as he watched Derek go around to get into his seat. I was wishing you were here. I just really needed someone to talk to, Derek said, and Ethan shook his head. You know, this is the reason you need a woman in your life. We should get you a wife soup. It's high time you stopped pining for your mystery woman of 6 years ago, Ethan said, and Derek smiled. What if I told you I've found her? Derek asked, and Ethan raised a brow. You're kidding, right? Ethan asked, and Derek laughed. I'm not. Give me a moment to ask my secretary to push back my appointments and I'll bring you up to date with all that's happening. Derek said as he picked up his phone to give his secretary a call. Do you want something? Coffee? Derek asked Ethan, who was scanning the office. Yes, please, Ethan said, and after instructing his secretary to get them coffee and push back his appointment, Derek focused on Ethan. SKUQMM. So, how are you doing? How is work? What's? We can talk about that later. I'm more interested in your news, Ethan said, and Derek chuckled, thinking he was talking about Evelyn. Her name is Evil. Not that. I got in last night and came to see you this early because my brother told me about the news of your adoption being made public and I wanted to check on you. What's up with that? Ethan asked, and Derek rubbed his eyes. Well, it's all related. It's connected to her, Derek explained, and paused when his secretary Y came to serve the coffee. After she left, Derek went on to fill Ethan in on the situation with Evelyn, Michael, his parents' desire for him to marry Sandra, and the security camera he had just installed. Ethan listened intently, his eyes narrowing as he processed the information. Wow. This all sounds like something out of a movie, Ethan said, and Derek nodded.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here. How long will you be staying this time? Derek asked and Ethan shrugged.
A month hopefully, he said and Derek smiled.
That's a relief, Derek said and Ethan held his gaze.
I've got your back, mate.
Don't worry too much. We'll get to the bottom of this and expose whatever Michael is scheming. Ethan promised.
Thanks, man. I'm just so glad you're here right now.
You've said that already. Ethan said with a chuckle, anyway, I'm glad you finally met your mystery lady and we now know who she is.
Why don't you tell me more about her, huh?
Ethan asked with a grin. Derek's face warmed up as he thought about Evelyn.
She's different.
Smart, feisty, and beautiful.
I miss her, Ethan.
I need to get her back. Ethan nodded, a knowing glint in his eye.
Tim sure she will come back to you after everything has been resolved.
She is probably staying away because you are Michael's cousin.
I have a feeling Michael did something to make her call off the wedding, and maybe her stepsister is involved too, Ethan said thoughtfully as he sipped from his coffee.
Derek nodded, yeah.
I think so too.
Chapter 59. Evelyn stared blankly at the document on her computer screen, trying to focus on work to no avail. She had too many thoughts running through her mind at the same time, and the most frustrating of all was the fact that she missed Derek despite all that was happening. No matter how many times she tried to talk some sense to herself and remind herself of all the reasons why she couldn't be with Derek, nothing seemed to work. Her thoughts kept drifting to Derek and all the different ways he tried to seduce her and challenge her into making decisions she wished she never did. The way he'd hold her gaze with his intense blue eyes, and let their fingers brush ever so lightly. Most especially she remembered how he had made love to her a few days ago and made her forget everything else. She couldn't deny the strong force of attraction between them, even though she knew it was all a very bad and dangerous idea.
Too much is going on.
Evie, you shouldn't be thinking about him, Evelyn told herself with a sigh as she pushed her seat back and stood up. She walked over to the window hoping the view would distract her and help her clear her mind. She needed to focus on her work, not on Derek or the complicated feelings she had for him. There was too much at stake, and she couldn't risk them for some silly infatuation. She didn't know how long she stood there until she heard the buzz of her phone on the desk and she walked over to pick it up and see who was calling. She felt a pang of guilt when she checked the caller ID and saw it was Margaret, her friend and neighbor back in Hustla. She had missed several calls from Maggie in the weeks since she arrived, and each time she told herself she would call back but she never did. Taking a deep breath, Evelyn received the call.
Hello, Maggie, it's been a while.
Evelyn greeted cheerfully as she settled back in her chair.
That's because you've not been taking my calls or returning them, Maggie pointed out.
You're right.
I'm sorry. I've been so busy with work and trying to settle in since I got here, she said apologetically.
I figured.
I've missed you, Evelyn.
How's everything going over there?
Have you settled in now?
How's Sammy doing?
Margaret asked with a smile.
She's good as always, Evelyn said, a smile tugging at her lips as she thought of her daughter.
How about you?
How's everything going?
Oh, you know, just the usual craziness with Josh and the twins.
Wanted to check on you and see how you're settling in.
I miss you so much, she said and Evelyn smiled.
I'm fine, and I miss you too, Evelyn assured her.
So, have you? You been able to get the interview?
Margaret asked curiously.
Evelyn sighed, it's a long story, Maggie, she said and Margaret raised a brow.
Do you want to tell me about it?
Margaret asked and Evelyn nodded. Margaret had been the first friend she had when she got to Hustla 6 years ago and although it had taken quite some time for her to open up to anyone again after the betrayal from Sandra and Michael, she had told Samantha about Derek and the fact that her pregnancy had been the result of a one-night stand with a man she didn't know.
Yeah. Evelyn said, before going ahead to tell Margaret about meeting Derek again but leaving out the details.
You mean Sammy's dad is the same guy you're interviewing? Margaret asked in disbelief when Evelyn was done.
Yeah. This is what hopeless romantics like me call fate or destiny, you know?
It can't be a coincidence that you met him, that reunited with him again this way now.
Have you told him about Sammy?
Margaret asked and Evelyn sighed.
Way 6 years ago and...
No.
Delonte want to?
Why not?
I thought when you made up your mind to return there, you were ready to find Sammy's father, Margaret cut in.
That was before one found out he is Michael's cousin, Evelyn said and Margaret snorted.
So, what? He is Samantha's father and I believe that's the most important thing you should consider instead of focusing on his relationship with your ex.
Margaret said and Evelyn shook her head.
I don't want things to become more complicated and difficult for me than they already are.
I just want to live quietly with Sam.
WH. Why should you live quietly?
I thought when you made up your mind to return there, you were I or hide from them now.
Margaret asked with disapproval.
To run.
Ready to face everything.
Why do you want to?
I'm not running or hiding.
I just don't want to expose Sammy to all that drama.
If Sammy's father didn't happen to be Michael's cousin, I would have exposed everything, but now it's all too complicated, so I have to be more careful for Sammy's sake, Evelyn said weakly.
If you say so.
By the way, I was at the hospital the other day for my appointment and I ran into Dr. Liam, Margaret said, changing the subject.
Evelyn found herself smiling at the mention of Liam.
You did?
How is he doing?
Evelyn asked with interest.
He seemed okay.
We chatted for a while and he kept talking about you as usual and expressing how worried he was that you moved so far away.
Margaret said and Evelyn smiled as she remembered how hard he tried to convince her to not return to Lourdes.
Liam is such a nice guy.
You won't believe he keeps in touch with Samantha even though we haven't spoken much since I got here.
Evelyn said, thinking about how Liam had been by her and Samantha's side since she was pregnant till now.
You do know he's doing that because he knows that Samantha is the way to your heart, right?
Margaret teased and Evelyn rolled her eyes since this was an argument they had had countless times.
No. He's doing that because he has been a part of Samantha's life since birth as my obstetrician and friend, Evelyn said as she always did.
I know he likes you, Evelyn.
First you imply that reuniting with Samantha's father is fate, and now you're talking about Liam.
Choose a struggle, Maggie, Evelyn said, and Margaret giggled.
Well, both men have potential.
You can be with either of them, just don't be alone, Evelyn.
You deserve to be in love and happy.
And well, deserves a father too, Margaret said and Evelyn sighed.
Sammy.
And she also deserves peace.
So, tell me, what's new with you?
How's Josh and the twins?
Sammy misses them, Evelyn said, changing the subject.
They talk some more and after the conversation ended with a promise to talk more often, Evelyn felt more at ease and got to work.
Since her return to Lourdes, she had forgotten how nice it felt to share her problems with someone, and she was glad that Margaret had called and reminded her of it.
She didn't have to do any of this alone.
Chapter 60. Sandra wore a satisfied smile as she drove toward the Golden Lotus restaurant, where she was meeting Derek's mother for lunch. Michael had arranged the meeting now that Mrs. Stone had decided to make Sandra her daughter-in-law. She still couldn't believe their plan was finally coming together. Soon enough, she would be marrying Derek Stone, just as she and Michael had planned. However, as thoughts of their plan crossed her mind, Sandra's smile faltered, replaced by a scowl. Michael had informed her that their attempt to have Evelyn fired had failed. It seemed Derek trusted Evelyn more than they anticipated, and he was actively seeking ways to prove her innocence. The idea that Evelyn was still in the picture, knowing about her and Michael's relationship, left Sandra feeling uneasy. Although they had agreed
not to meet at Michael's place anymore and to keep their communications to the phone, Sandra knew they had to find a way to eliminate Evelyn as a threat. Otherwise, she might expose their affair and ruin everything. How could she get rid of Evelyn? Sandra mused as her mind raced. She prided herself on being ahead of the game, but now the tables were turning. She needed to neutralize the threat Evelyn posed, and fast. The first step was keeping an eye on Evelyn, which meant finding out where she lived and learning the details of her life. Sandra's eyes narrowed as she recalled that her mother seemed close to Evelyn. Maybe her mother was the key she needed to regain control of the situation. Satisfied with her new plan, Sandra pushed thoughts of Evelyn from her mind. She needed to focus on making a good impression today. Winning over Mrs. Stone was crucial if she wanted to secure her place in Derek's life and push Evelyn out for good. She believed winning Derek's heart would be easy, after all, she had always had her way with men. Derek would be no exception. She just needed access to him, and only his mother could grant her that. Sandra pulled into the parking lot of the Golden Lotus restaurant, a place known for its elegance and exclusivity. As she stepped out of the car, she reached into the back seat for the gift she had carefully selected for Mrs. Stone, a delicate silk scarf. She knew the older woman would appreciate it, given her known fondness for scarves. Taking a deep breath, Sandra smoothed down her dress and made her way into the restaurant. A hostess greeted her at the entrance and escorted her to the private dining area where Mrs. Stone was waiting. As Sandra approached the table, Derek's mother rose to greet her, a warm smile lighting up her face. "Sandra, dear, it's such a pleasure to finally meet you properly," Mrs. Stone said, pulling Sandra into a hug. "Mrs. Stone, it's an honor to be here. I brought this for you," Sandra said, handing over the gift. "Oh, dear. You didn't have to," Mrs. Stone said as she received the gift from her. "I wanted to. I hope you like it," Sandra said, watching the woman with a smile. Mrs. Stone's eyes lit up as she unwrapped the scarf. "Oh, Sandra, this is lovely. You have such exquisite taste," she said with approval. "I'm glad you like it. I thought it would suit you," Sandra replied, pleased with her reaction. "It's perfect. Thank you. Please sit," Mrs. Stone said as she gestured to Sandra to sit down. "I took the liberty to order our meal while waiting for you. I hope you don't mind." "Not at all," Sandra said as they took their seats. As if on cue, the waiters came in with the order. The aroma of the food was tantalizing, and Sandra couldn't help but comment. "The food smells delicious. Trust me, it tastes even better," Mrs. Stone said with a smile. The conversation flowed easily as they ate. Sandra was careful to be polite and attentive, listening closely as Mrs. Stone spoke about Derek, their family, and her hopes for his future. Sandra played her part perfectly, nodding in agreement and adding thoughtful comments when appropriate. She also spoke about her admiration for Derek, and how much she had always looked forward to hearing Michael's stories of him. Mrs. Stone was completely taken in by Sandra's act, her smile growing as she listened. "You know, when Michael first suggested matching you and Derek, I was skeptical, considering your close relationship with her." Mrs. Stone wrinkled her nose with disgust as though she couldn't stand the thought of Evelyn. Sandra felt a flicker of triumph but kept her expression concerned and bowed her head as she set down her cutlery. "I understand how you feel. I'm very sorry for the troubles and embarrassment my sister has caused your family," she said softly as if torn. "You don't have to apologize for her. I know your family does not approve of her behavior. As a matter of fact, I heard all about her actions at your parents' anniversary and how she treated you," Mrs. Stone said, and Sandra looked up at her with tears in her eyes. "She was not always this way. I have no idea how she became this sort of person, but the Evelyn I knew was wonderful. I have hope that she will change," Sandra said, and Mrs. Stone smiled. "I can't believe how sweet and pure-hearted you are to be making excuses for her despite what she did to you. You would make a wonderful wife for Derek,"
Mrs. Stone said with approval. Sandra's heart swelled with satisfaction.
Thank you, ma'am. It means a lot to hear you say that.
Call me Rebecca, my dear. You're going to be my daughter-in-law and we are going to get along just fine, she said, and Sandra smiled shyly.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Mrs. Stone studied Sandra for a moment, and then her expression softened.
Tell me more about yourself, Sandra.
Sandra nodded and launched into a well-rehearsed story she had prepared, telling Mrs. Stone all she knew she wanted to hear and painting herself as the perfect daughter-in-law. As their lunch came to an end, Mrs. Stone reached across the table and patted Sandra's hand.
I'm so glad we had this time to get to know each other, Sandra. Let's do this again, perhaps shopping together or at the spa.
I've always wanted a daughter and I'm glad I get to have one when you marry Derek.
Sandra smiled warmly, pleased with how well the meeting had gone.
Thank you, Rebecca. I look forward to seeing you again.
After saying their goodbyes, Sandra walked back to her car, a satisfied smile on her face.
The meeting had gone exactly as she hoped.
Derek's mother was now firmly on her side, a major victory.